Andrea from XPO, we saw you gave us a call earlier. We're just giving you a call back.
You said your name was Andrea, was it?
Yes, that's correct.
Hi, Andrea. My name is Vince with A&M. Andrea, I have a customer's order number for you when you are ready.
Okay, sure. What is it?
That number is 0602, F as in Frank, 8, A as in Alpha, 7.
Okay, thank you very much. One moment, please, while I load it with this work order, okay?
Perfect. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Did you say that was 0602, F as in Frank, 8, A as in Apple, 7?
Yeah, it's a 07.
Okay. Okay. So it's okay. Begins with 07. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
One moment. Let me go ahead and get that straightened out.
No problem.
All right. Thank you. Okay, for William Viss.
Yes, 6749 South Point Drive, Unit 2D, Timmy Park.
Yes, sir. How can I help you?
All right, maybe you can help me out. I've been trying to get a trip charge added for the past 20 minutes. I've had like 4 XPO people just leave me on hold for about 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you can help me out, Andrea. The customer wanted me to do the install, and then she wanted to listen to the interior exhaust fan of the microwave and make sure that it was quieter than the old one. There was nothing wrong with the old fan.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what she wanted me to tell her. I told her the new one was going to be quieter. She wanted me to put it in, and if it wasn't quieter, she wanted me to take it out and put the old one back in place.
Mm-hmm.
I told her, man, I said, I can't do that. I said, once it's in there, it's got to stay in there. And then I told her that if she wants to, she can reselect to another one and keep the new one there for 14 days and reselect another one, and then we'll come and do the exchange. She kept being extremely adamant that she wanted it quieter, and then she wanted me to do the install with the exhaust fan disconnected and not, like, installed and not powered. I told her I cannot do that. I said it has to be done
mm-hmm.
the right way for warranty and liability. So once I told her that, then she said, no, she's not going to do the install, so she rejected the install.
Okay. All right. So there's no unit installed today. And basically, her existing appliance is there. This wasn't like an exchange order, right?
No, it was just a regular install and uninstallation.
Okay. All right. So she just wanted you to hook up without the exhaust fan and just kind of see which way it will go.
Yeah, and then she wanted me, like I said, if she didn't like the way the new one sounded, she was going to want to meet. She wanted me to put the old one back in there. I told her, I said, I can't rehang it. I said, each one has different brackets. I said, if I, you know, remove
mm-hmm.
the old one, I'm going to have to remove the old bracket, put a new bracket in. And then if I put the old one back in, I got to put the old bracket back
mm-hmm. Okay.
So
and had you done any of the work?
No,
nothing.
I hadn't done anything. We stood there for about 50 minutes going back and forth about how I couldn't do it.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, let me just look over the order real quick. Okay, because it does look like one of the previous representatives, looks like Cheryl, she actually put you in for a trip charge. I don't think she reached out to DOD to let them know about the issue or anything. But let's see, I can go ahead and reach out to DOD just to make sure that they're aware of this, because I'm really not sure if she did already or not, because I don't see a brief code there.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay.
If you could, then, please, Andrew, that'd be great.
Okay. All right. Would you be able to hold for me for a little bit while I try reaching out to them?
Yeah, I just got to stay in the line while you connect to them, correct? And then once you connect to them, I can get off the line?
Yeah, because if you actually get off the line, then it'll actually disconnect me. But if you need to go, then I'll actually just give you a call back if I have any call back with the brief code and everything once I reach out to them.
Because it's just a trip charge. I don't need a breeze code. The breeze code's number for deliveries.
Okay, yeah, but they say, if there's any issues that happen inside the home, then we just need to report that to DOD at least.
Okay, that's fine then.
Okay.
I give you fair warning, Andrea. I am actually outside my next customer's house. I've been outside
mm-hmm.
actually for a couple minutes already. If I do not answer, can you please leave me a voicemail with the breeze code?
Okay, sure, I'll do that, and I'll make sure it's notated too.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
All right. Anything
that.
Else I can do for you, Vince?
No, ma'am. That is it.
Okay. Well, I'll go ahead and let you go for now, and I'll leave a message with that brief code if I can't get you on the line, okay?
Perfect. Thank you very much. I appreciate
okay.
it.
Okay. All right, then, Vince. Okay. Well, thank you so much for calling XPO, and you have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.